Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
How soon do I start asking you about trades and stuff, Matt?
This is Brewers 360.
My phone's always on.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joined now by Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, we were just talking. In fact, we gave away a pair of tickets to tomorrow's game where we'll feature the Alumni Home Run Derby. I know a lot of fans are clamoring for us to be in the market for a bat. I mean, you're going to have Ryan Braun, T-Plush, Nigel Morgan, Carlos Gomez, mm-hmm. Some of these guys. Yep. Some of these guys Ames. Aren't that old. Can you just pick up a bat tomorrow?
There are a couple available right there. Yeah, no, those are good arms. I mean, that is going to be such a fun event. I hope everybody gets a chance to come out and see it. I did hear it might be televised also, but what a cool event for everyone. I mean, just to have those guys around, that's really going to be a fun one to watch.
How far removed from baseball does a guy get before like you lose your edge? Like, could you throw Ryan Braun in a lineup today and expect him to do something?
Yes.
Oh, I bet. I mean, he still thinks he's the best hitter in our lineup. You know, I mean, and so you have to have. I think same with Prince. I mean, they have that kind of edge and mentality that made them great. You know, and that's what we love about those guys. So. You know, the hard part is just, you know, maintaining that for so long. And like those guys did, I mean, it really is a grind, but yeah, I mean, I still think those guys could get a big hit in a big moment for sure.
So the trade deadline is a week from today. And Matt, we know that it wouldn't be a good idea for you to straight up tell us who you're targeting and their strategies there and everything. So as you know, what we like to do is we like to ask you a variety of different questions that are usually one-word responses, and then we use that to try to figure out ourselves who it is in code you are targeting in this trade deadline. So if you wouldn't mind answering the following questions, and we'll put it through our little AI machine. Matt, the new Superman movie is out. The Superman suit has a big letter on the front. What is that letter?
It's an S.
Matt, if Vince dropped an F-bomb on the air, you would say, I can't believe Vince just blanked on the air.
He swore on the air?
Another answer would be, just got fired.
Fired. They'd wait till the end of the show.
No, we got it. No, we got it. We got it.
I think swore was right.
All right, next one. Large adult gorillas are known as silverbacks. All right. Interesting so far. All right. During a marriage proposal, a ring is involved. What type of rock is on that ring?
A diamond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see.
Do you have all the information you need at
this
point?
I'm going to write this down. Right. I got one more here. What state do the Brewers have their spring training facility located in?
Arizona.
All right. We'll put that all in the
process.
You feel
like you have enough information now to move forward with this. I know this is your favorite thing we do every year, Matt. So. Okay.
Where are we going?
We'll figure that out.
All right. Back to other baseball. You know what I'm most excited about outside of just having missed out on the burgers by a game was the way this team, after, you know, going 11 straight, disappointing performance, you know, we didn't get to the hamburgers in 12 straight, but then come right back and win that game in convincing fashion in Seattle and start a new winning streak. I love that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we were talking about that yesterday as well. I mean, just our mentality and willingness to bounce back every day is something that's really important. And obviously we've had a great run there, but we know we're not going to win every game the rest of the way, but for the guys to show that they're able to bounce back after a really tough loss. I mean, again, a great swing by Cal Raleigh there against Mears, but overall the team still played well that day. But to bounce back the way we did yesterday was a testament to the group and the fortitude that they have.
So when you look at this stretch that the Brewers have been on, they've just been on a heater for more than just those last 12 games. It's just been red hot for the last several
weeks.
Yeah. So how do you, when you go through a trade process, how do you measure intangibles Like, how do you, what does October experience matter versus someone who's hitting really well right now? Like, how do you go through that process to determine whether or not you want to add to the team?
Yeah, it's certainly a big part of it for us. I mean, we obviously want to, we believe in chemistry here. I mean, that is a huge part of what we have here. And I think a lot of people have talked about that for a while now. It's a special group. And I think it's important if you're going to add somebody to that group, or consider taking somebody away, that you make the right decision about the people involved. And so that's certainly important to us. Our scouts do a great job getting intel on different players that are available, and obviously want to talk to our coaches just to make sure they have the right fit as well in the clubhouse.
The amazing thing about yesterday's win, Eric and I were talking about it, 10 runs and not a single home run.
Right.
And what a difference. I don't know that that's a strategy. You'd love to have your power hitters, and that I'm not suggesting that's not important, but I feel like we so overemphasized home runs, and not that long ago, where it was like, well, all right, we don't care if a guy is out three times in a game. If that fourth at-bat is a long ball, right, then we're going to uppercut everything. We're going to try to hit one out every time we're at-bat. Is there something to be said for maybe a shifting mentality of we need guys to get on base and manufacture runs?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we've seen that. I mean, obviously, we all love home runs and how quickly you can get on the board doing that. But I think just manufacturing runs is very undervalued. And I think our ability to do that, and Murph calls our guys woodpeckers. You know, I mean, our guys are just tipping away every at bat, and you know they're gonna grind you. And when they're up there, they're fighting the other guy. It doesn't matter who they are. I mean, you read about and hear about what Sal Frelick was doing when he's facing, you know, some incredible guys out there, and he's just, you know, he's fighting these guys to the death, you know. I mean, that's just the mentality that our guys have in the box, and I think that's a really cool thing, and it really does wear down the other team over the course of the game.
All right, so are we ready? Okay, so Greg Pancake Hill, the producer of the program, you talk to him every morning, Matt. He ran all of your answers that you provided to us earlier into the machine here to figure out if we could determine who it is you're targeting, and here is what we came up with.
Arizona Diamondbacks, Suarez.
Geno Suarez, bro.
Oh, wow, great, Matt.
Holy cow.
Appreciate you being up front with us with that information.
That's well done. Yeah, there's a ton of guys out there, obviously, that are on the radar, and you know, but at the same time, again, like I said, we have a really special group here, and want to do what we can to just preserve the good things that are happening right now, for sure. So, but at the same time, obviously, looking in all corners to try to help the team where we can.
They have the most wins in Major League Baseball, and they are in sole possession of first place, the NL Central. It is your Milwaukee Brewers. Man, things are looking good, Matt. Congratulations.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Man, why do we do that to him?
He's a good sport about it. He appreciates it, right?
So, Geno Suarez, that's a nice pickup.
Arizona Diamondbacks, Suarez.